Welcome back to Pembroke Investigations. Ready for more mystery and suspense? This is a serialised audio drama, and as such, you will be better informed by starting at the beginning. So if you haven't listened to the previous episodes yet, we advise you go back and listen to them first. The mystery will still be waiting when you return. If you've listened to the previous episodes, welcome back. Now, let's catch up. Last time, Charlie uncovered strange ties between the missing amulet, Jamie's disappearance, and a shadowy history involving the Abbey's restricted library. But whoever's behind it isn't playing nice. Charlie's run-ins with danger are becoming more frequent. In today's episode, the secrets of the past come closer to the surface, and the truth might be more than Charlie bargained for. Let's dive in, because at Pembroke Investigations, the past never stays buried for long.
It's you.
What the hell, Charlie? What do you think you're doing?
Oh, I'm sorry. Someone was chanting, and then they were at the window, and...
What the hell are you talking about, Charlie?
I'm so sorry, Anna. I was in the archive room tidying up, and then I heard chanting coming from the museum. It was weird. I thought it was from one of the exhibits, but then I saw someone outside. Dark clothing and a hood, and they were chanting the same thing.
I've just come from the other side of the street, and there was no one there, Charlie. No one there at all.
There was someone outside. I saw them, Anna.
Maybe you've been working too hard on this, Charlie. Too much of the occult and that Crowley man. You need sleep. Let me walk you back to the hotel and you can get some sleep. I'll tidy up in the archive in the morning, okay?
Yeah, you're probably right. It's been an interesting few days.
Let me get the alarm.
This is voice note 005 for case number FA7638. I am outside a Balestrian house again. This time to find a way inside to see if there's any evidence of Jamie. The board over the window looked like it had been moved, and I think I can wedge it open and get through. Yesterday I wasn't prepared, but with the crowbar I might just be able to get it open. I've entered the property through an old window opening. It looks like this part of the building has been gutted by fire. Clear evidence of smoke damage and significant damage to the roof, which has mostly collapsed. There are remnants of fire-damaged beams. I'm heading northeast into the next room. It looks like it used to be a long reception room. The wall at the far end has partially collapsed and there are bushes growing in the next room. There's something behind those bushes. Something on the very back wall. What is that? There is a drawing in paint on the wall. Looks new-ish. Maybe a few weeks, maybe a few days. It is a hexagram, a diamond shape, with two arrows pointing inwards coming from each side. In the centre, there looks to be a five-leafed flower. I've seen this image before, in the notes in Jamie's room. Is this where he saw the image, or was it made after? There's another painting here. It looks like a naked woman with her feet and hands on the ground arching over some smaller figures and what looks like stars above and on her. What is that? I'll take some photos of the images for later. It doesn't look like there are any more. What the? There is a blue plastic bag on the ground, under the image of the arched woman. It is in a small indentation in the ground. It looks like it has been partially buried. There are three candles in the bag. small votive candles which have been used. There is a box of matches. There are several books. They look old, leather-bound. There are conks on packs, magic in theory and practice, the Blue Equinox, the Book of Thoth, and a copy of the Book of the Law, Liber Alval Legis. Occult books, all of them. There's also paper with some writing. I can't make it out. It looks like the same paper from Jamie's room. Similar colour and feel. I wonder if Jamie had taken these from the library. Brother Ambrose might know. If he'll talk to me again, he was hardly helpful the first time. One of the papers has a diagram of... It's a large rectangle with small boxes in rows and two large boxes that both have gaps in the edges. Another large enclosed box with the same hexagram shape that is on the wall. The boxes look like buildings with doors, but I'm not sure what the small boxes are. It could be a garden? A plan for a garden for this house, perhaps? Or a town? No, the large boxes wouldn't make sense. It could be the cemetery. The cross points to, I think, the Mort House. Worth another look. What was that? Hello? Hey, whoever you are, I have a weapon. I know you're there. Hey, you, come back. I only want to talk to you. Jeez, I'm unfit. Hey, I only want to talk to you. What looked like a man in black clothing, running south away from the house. They were inside the building. Possibly coming to collect the things I found. I can't chase them. Too fast. This is voice note 007 for case number FA7638. I'm at Balestrian Cemetery, looking into the connection between Jamie Sinclair's disappearance and the ritualistic elements we've uncovered. I've just reached the Mort House, a small stone building on the far edge of the grounds. A Mort House, built centuries ago, originally used to store bodies before burial. It was designed to prevent grave robbers from stealing the freshly dead. There's an odd sense of stillness here. Like the place itself is frozen in time. It's abandoned now, but you can still see the stone shelves inside. Empty now, but you can imagine how many bodies must have rested here, waiting for burial. No one comes here anymore. Too much history, too many ghosts. But it feels like there's more to it. Something lingering. The door's still here. Barely. Old. Rotting. It doesn't take much to imagine what this place looked like when it was in use. There's something unsettling about this place. It's more than just the history. I don't know, maybe it's the isolation? But there's an energy here, and I'm not alone. Wait. Something's moving.
someone at the cemetery gate.
They're leaving.
Hey! Stop!
They're gone. I didn't get a clear look. Could have been anyone. Anna? Jamie? Or someone else entirely? Whoever it was, they didn't want to be seen. But they were watching. I'll have to come back to the mort house tomorrow, maybe find some more answers. For now, there's more going on here than meets the eye.
Afternoon, mate. How are you doing?
Good, Noah. Thanks. Been a busy day.
Any word on the stolen envelope?
Haven't heard a thing, but don't worry about it, Noah.
We're so sorry about that again.
I've been more careful with the window.
Good thinking.
Thanks, Noah.
Oh, we got a package for you. Definitely here. Mara took it in. Give me a second. Ah, found it. Here you go, mate.
See you later.
Have a good evening, mate.
Right, open this and get a shower. A black jewellery box. There's a letter inside. Mr. Pembroke, this is the box from the amulet stolen from the museum. We must talk. Meet me at 7 p.m. at Urquhart Castle Tower. Wait at the railings. It's 5 o'clock now. Where is Urquhart Castle? No buses, no trains, 25 minutes by car. Is there a car rental?
Reception, Noah speaking. How can I help?
It's Charlie Pembroke. Is there a car hire in Fort Augustus?
Not at this time of day, mate. Everything's closed up. Where are you heading?
Urquhart Castle. I got a message to meet someone there. It's important. Is there a taxi I can book?
It's about that museum business, Charlie.
Sort of. Why?
You're a good guy, Charlie. Tell you what, how about you take my car? You got a license, yeah?
I couldn't, Noah. That's too much. A taxi would be fine.
Mate, I insist. We're heading out tonight anyway. All I ask is that you fill up the fuel. Deal?
If you're sure, Noah, that's incredibly nice.
Not a problem, mate. I'll pop up with the key.
Thanks again, Noah. I owe you.
Not a problem, mate.
This is voice note 009 for case number FA7638. I am in Urquhart's castle heading towards the tower. It is nearly 7 p.m. and I have a few minutes to meet with the person who claims to have information about the amulet. The railings are the meeting point. Let's wait and see which of these people is...
Mr. Pembroke.
What the...
Mr. Pembroke, I'm down here.
Hello?
Good evening.
Who are you?
That doesn't matter. I need to tell you...
And if I come down there?
then I'll be gone before you get here. So don't move, and I can tell you what I know.
Okay, what do you want to say?
Stop looking for the amulet. Stop looking for Jamie. Take a bus tomorrow and leave.
That's not happening.
This doesn't concern you. The amulet is needed.
Needed for what?
We are the children in the age of Horus. We have worked tirelessly for 100 years to bring about the individualism of our time, to ensure that humanity moves ever closer to the glorious understanding of our progenitor. The infantile cults of our time must be stopped. Fascism, capitalism, communism, pacifism, occultism, and nearly all its forms and religions. The age of Horus will come to be the defining ideology for the sake of humanity's future, for humanity's sustenance, for humanity's endurance. Liberty stirs once more in the womb of time.
What has that got to do with the amulet?
The amulet is the key to the doorway of our universe. It is the meeting point of Isis, Osiris, and Horus. It will unlock the portal to the understanding of our age, to unlock our inner angels, as Jamie has done before us.
Jamie? What do you know about Jamie?
He was our first messenger. He is on the path to enlightenment. He found us the Keymaster and will bring him to us.
Where is he?
He is on his path of enlightenment. He is in the nether. He is below us and around us. He is on his path of...
enlightenment. I understand. Look, he's missing. People are worried about him. His family is devastated. Where on this earth is he?
He is in the nether and will surface at his time of enlightenment. He has brought us the Keymaster and he will receive his reward.
Stop! Stop, now! Where are you going? It's a lock. There's nowhere to go. Stop, please. It's freezing.
You will not stop the new age.
Stop. Come back.
We will achieve the enlightenment, Charlie.
Son of a...
That wraps up another thrilling episode of Pembroke Investigations. Don't forget to visit www.pembrokeinvestigations.com for exclusive content, behind-the-scenes insights, and updates on new shows from our production company, Ink and Paws. If you'd like to support independent storytelling, visit us at www.patreon.com/inkandpaws, where, for just £5.50 a month, you can get access to our case files, early episodes, director's commentary, and much, much more. So join the community today. Thanks again for listening. And we'll see you next time. Because at Pembroke Investigations, the past never stays buried for long.